Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on any conversation, just whatever is on your mind tonight. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
it's Ian,
and Curtis.
And coming up this coming up tonight, we have the Disinformation Dozen, 12 people supposedly linked to spreading misinformation about vaccines. Rich millennials as well. Apparently they're living they're making $100,000 per year, and they claim to be living paycheck to paycheck. Mm. But what's more interesting to me is something that I just learned about within the last few minutes, and that's this uprising in France regarding Macron, that's the French prime minister or president, whatever they call it, and his attempt to create this vaccine pass that was going to keep people from using public transportation or doing any traveling or basically shopping if they weren't vaccinated.
Correct. Manuel is most definitely a globalist, power-hungry, totalitarianism globalist who is trying to shove all his ideals down the throats of his people.
Well,
and a lot of them have jumped on board, but some have not.
Can you be a prime minister in the European Union without being a globalist? I mean, globalism is like their whole thing, right?
That's the name of the game. That is the attraction. More than 100,000 people took to the streets across France over the last week to protest against President Macron's tough new vaccination strategy, which we talked about last week, which will restrict access to restaurants, cafes, movie theaters, long distance, trains, and more for the unvaccinated. Demonstrators in Paris and elsewhere vented against what some called Mr. Macron's dictatorship after he announced that a health pass, or a freedom pass, or a green pass, they got all kinds of crazy names for this silly thing, which it's papers, please, is what it should be referred to.
It certainly is papers, please.
Papers, please, official proof of vaccination. This is his health pass. A recent negative test or recent COVID-19 recovery.
I still love how they're admitting that having COVID-19 is as good as having been vaccinated.
Correct, but how do you prove that you have recovered fully? And see, here's the problem: these tests cost money. Being fully
well, they don't cost the average person money; they cost the government money.
Well, at this moment in time, I do believe in some venues they charge you. I think when Canada was implementing their 14-day lockdown and whatever, or their isolation, it was your responsibility to pay for the test. The first test that proved that you had it, and then having to pay for another one, proving that you were recovered. This is how they're going to get you. They are going to make it very painful, charging you an arm and a leg for these silly tests, and a lot of them, or you just get the vaccine. And it's free. Oh, and you might be included in a lottery and or get some free donuts or a beer.
You can get a $25 gift card with the door-to-door ones that are going on in North Carolina.
And it's amazing that they have to do this for a, quote, life-saving vaccine.
That if it was really what they say that it is, people would be lined up around the block getting the jab. If people were dying in the streets, if this was bubonic plague, if this was, whole households, whole nursing homes, whole hospitals were just decimated, like they make this sound, people would be lined up. Well, we got about a little over half of our population has got the full jab.
And by the way,
it's the same in France, by the way. About half of their population has gotten the shot.
And yet it's still a bunch of people going into hospitals who are sick with COVID already have both vaccines.
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
But according to the new evolving science, Fauci has already said that that's going to happen.
We knew that was going to happen. That's why we questioned the vaccines in the first place. I couldn't think of the word I was looking for. It's because we know that it's a cold, and colds evolve so quickly that we can't vaccinate against them. That's what we've heard our entire lives.
And when you consider that they are vaccinating during an epidemic, they are only forcing this virus to evolve. This is not what you do. You do not vaccinate unless you could vaccinate everyone at the exact same time, on the exact same day, everybody, 100%. That would be the only way to wipe this thing out. But no, someone's, you know, this segment of the population is getting it here, and then a month later they're getting their second dose, and then you got all your holdouts like us. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, you have all of these hosts who are basically forcing this virus to evolve, to become different, maybe stronger in some situations, maybe more contagious in others.
And that's because viruses need to live inside of a host, and if that host is immune to them, then the ones that cannot bypass that immunity die out. The ones that can bypass that immunity survive and procreate and reproduce and all the things that viruses do, and then get spread to other people.
Correct, according to virus theory. So, I mean, I think that I think that the Faucis of this world knew that and was expecting it to happen so that you could have a new variant every single month. And now, and what would that do? That means now we need to create a new vaccine every 6 months. And we need boosters. And
people are being told to put masks back on, and restrictions are coming back into play.
And it's not going to go over well. I mean, the fear-mongering that they've done over the last year and a half, it has people exhausted. I actually have an article about this that I want to get into. Most people, they're just done. They're just done with the constant fear and gloom, and this is how many people are sick, many people are dead.
I don't know that that's true.
I'm skeptical.
The article I have suggests that people are losing patience for it.
Well, hopefully what we see in France, who don't have guns, by the way, is going to spread. 100,000 people out of a population of 65 million. That's 100,000. That's not shabby. And these people are out in the streets. They're flipping things over. They're fighting with the cops. And guess what they did? They destroyed two vaccine clinics. They flooded one and they burned the other one down.
Wow. How do you flood?
They took water hoses and they flooded the whole thing. And they wrote graffiti, anti-vaccine graffiti all over the place.
Amazing.
They're not having it anymore. I mean, they've been locked down for a year, and now Macron has taken away their cafes.
Mm-hmm.
So where they go out
can't do anything.
They can't do anything. They can't go to the theaters. They can't go to the clubs. They can't go to the cafes. They're not having it. So, yes, hopefully we see more of this.
I hope that we do. But I mean, in America, at least, people were fed up at this nonsense last June. I can't imagine the government trying to pull it back. The relief I've seen on just the average person not wearing masks, because the number of people wearing masks is down tremendously. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see these people being willing to put them back on. You know, they're finally free. That was the whole point of getting vaccinated for these people, so that they could breathe freely again. So they did it. Now the government's like, nope, you got to put that mask back on. I don't think it's going to fly.
I hope you're right. I mean, I appreciate the optimism, but, I mean, people were incredibly obedient. I don't see why they're going to all of a sudden be disobedient. I mean, the American people aren't like the French. They will put up with anything, it seems like. And I wish I had the optimism, but I just don't. I mean, even here in the so-called live free or die state, we saw tremendous obedience. Now, Keene's not the most free city of all of New Hampshire or anything like that. It is one of the more leftist cities, but nonetheless, it seemed like people were just waiting to be told they could take the mask off. And then a bunch of them did.
Sure. Well, and a lot of them didn't as well.
Yeah.
A lot of them continued wearing them. All right. Well, let me give you a reason why I think that people may be sick of it. So coming to us from the Drudge Report, COVID-19 has been headline news for over a year now. Although the virus is still out there and new cases come in every day, a new study finds the public is starting to tune out.
Cases, by the way, keyword there. Not deaths.
They haven't been talking about deaths
for a long time.
Like last August, I think. Researchers from the University of California, Davis, say society is becoming desensitized to the health crisis, especially when it comes to following pandemic-era safety measures. Their study looked at both COVID-19 new articles and reaction to these updates on Twitter to see how the public's attitudes are changing since early 2020. Researchers say that despite the death toll continuing to increase, because death tolls always go up, people are generally showing less concern about COVID-related news. It's a drastic change from where the world was over a year ago, In the spring of 2020, people were panic buying toilet paper and other items, and I still don't understand why the panic buying of toilet paper happened.
Same people were panic buying gasoline just last month.
Yeah,
same people.
Just panicking, just dumb panicky animals. We're going to get into the reason why I'm optimistic about the future. Stay tuned, 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk 515-603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. Talk about what we've been discussing, whether or not you think there's hope in this pandemic, or talk about whatever else may be on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian. And we're talking about COVID-19.
Of course, we are.
But people are sick of it, right? We were sick of it back in, like, April.
Well, I was sick of it a year ago, yeah, for sure.
I was sick of talking about it, but it just never went away.
It's ever present.
It is, and that's one of the reasons why people are desensitized to it.
I think it's the people are desensitized to it because they probably realized it's been blown way out of proportion. I mean, if they're paying attention, if they're not just buying every single thing that is being told to them, because there's obviously a group of people out there that just buy whatever the government says, whatever the media tells them, whatever the so-called experts say, hook, line, and sinker. And I suspect those people are still deathly frightened, putting on masks, doing every double masking, doing everything they're told. And then there's the rest of us, you know, people who might have been scared in the beginning. Personally, I didn't believe anything the government was saying. But for those people that were frightened in the beginning and then just sort of came to the conclusion that, oh, yeah, if this was actually a pandemic, then I'd probably know somebody who was dying of it. And yet I've not yet known anyone who has died of this. I've known people who've had it, ostensibly, who've been sick, but no one who's actually died. And so it doesn't seem like a real scary thing.
Well, there was the Christian anarchist, although we didn't personally know him.
Okay, well,
but, I mean, that's
met
one
him.
Out of a ton of people.
And he was in elderly. His 70s. Okay,
yeah.
So, like, it's not like I've got people in my life who are going and dying because of this. And I think a lot of people had this experience where it's like, okay, well, there's not stacks of bodies laying in the streets. It's not, you know, the hospitals aren't corridor to corridor lined with sick people. The people that actually work in these hospitals are saying that's not true. That wasn't
sure.
True. So, yeah, of course people are going to get burned out on this news because they realize that it's false. But that doesn't mean that they're going to all of a sudden stop obeying.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, there are these people who just believe everything that the government says. I'm not sure that's actually true, because I think these people, they don't believe everything the government says. They just want to be afraid. Like when the CDC came out back in May and said, or June, whenever it was, I said, yeah, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. These people suddenly called the CDC anti-science. You know, they attacked the government, saying that, no, you're wrong. You have to undo this. Because they're so afraid, and they just want to be afraid.
You know, another really big problem is that it's not that they don't believe so much. We got people walking all over here with a lot of skin.
For those who are watching the video at video.freetalklive.com, it's Topless Tuesday.
What the problem is that the only information that I guess low information individuals are receiving is coming from the government, it's coming from the CDC, it's coming from the World Health Organization, and it's coming from, but it's not coming from...
See, I don't know that it is. I mean, I think the information that they're receiving is coming from, like, Nike commercials.
Exactly.
And Subaru commercials and whatever.
And where are they getting their money? Pfizer. You know?
Well, absolutely.
Paid ads.
But that's not even information.
But the problem
is fear-mongering.
The problem is, and this is, we might get to the article about the disinformation dozen, these people are being derailed and taken off of these social media outlets, so you never
even... that's why we're not on YouTube right now.
You never even see this alternative information. So you're just bombarded by death, cases, cases.
Hold on.
You never see the alternative.
It's not alternative information. It's more accurately conveyed information. Because we're more accurate to the reality of what people are dealing with than Nike, than Pfizer, than the government.
I agree with that, but we're also alternative. We are coming at it from another angle. It's completely, we are actually digesting this information the way that, I don't know, reasonable, logical people will do.
Right.
And the most important thing, we're questioning the authoritarians out there who are telling us this load of nonsense.
Well, we're what, 18 months into a pandemic that was supposed to be just incredibly deadly, incredibly contagious, and sure, some of us here got it.
15 days of flattening the curve.
But not a single one of us know anyone who
has
died.
No,
so
I don't.
What's the?
I haven't even gotten sick. I haven't gotten sick in 5-6 years.
See, I did get COVID-19, but
you
then I was fine.
You smoke, too.
Yeah, but that's supposed to actually help resist acquiring COVID-19.
Vaping. I'm not sure that the actual cigarette consumption was ever proven to be worthwhile, but vaping, whatever the...
But it wasn't because I, you know, vape or smoke that I got COVID-19. It was because I was around someone who had COVID-19.
Because there was 50 FBI agents in this building spreading, licking.
Put their hands on everything.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very coincidental that we all got sick right after that incident.
Well, I mean, we know someone who tested positive for COVID-19 and who's always in and out of hospitals, and they were here a lot. And I think it's far more likely that that happened than it is that we got it from a random FBI agent. But, I mean, really, we don't know how some of the hosts here got COVID-19.
Right, but the good,
I
but
didn't
the good
get
news,
it. I was in jail.
The good news, the folks that did get sick walked it off.
Yeah, every single one of us.
With flying colors, even.
So this article goes on, COVID-19 has made an indelible mark on history, and now it's time to consider what went wrong so we can do better in communicating more effectively during future health crises, and even now, as the Delta variant more widespread. I don't know anyone who cares about the Delta variant.
The crazies do.
I don't tend to associate with any crazies, though. I mean, none of my coworkers like, oh, God, have you heard about this new Delta variant? The fear-mongering is no longer working.
Well, Jen Psaki is all over it, and she is very upset with the disinformation types out there who are basically killing people.
Well, there are crazy people out there, right? I mean, there's no doubt about
this
that.
This is the White House spokeshole. She is front and center representing the entire...
Yeah, but no one's
all,
taking
all
her
of
seriously.
Government. I don't believe that at all. A lot of people take her very seriously.
Sure, some people take her seriously. It's hyperbolic to say that no one is taking her seriously, but the average person isn't taking her seriously anymore. They've been fed this nonsense for too long. Now it's just in one ear and out the other now. They no longer care. Study authors looked at the effect of early fear-based health messages in the news. Amazing that they would even admit that these messages were fear-based. They found that such reporting motivated many people to change their behavior to help curb COVID spread. That includes social distancing and quarantining indoors. However, researchers also found overexposure to the constant stream of fear-based reporting is desensitizing people to the message. Using computer programs to analyze the language that people are using on Twitter, researchers measured the anxiety levels the public has been displaying throughout the crisis. I have yet to see this crisis. They also compared those results to the overall COVID death toll in the United States. The results showed that as the months go on, the anxiety in Twitter reaction to new coronavirus news simply isn't there. While widespread vaccinations may play a role in this, the researchers believe it's important that people not become numb to the ongoing health risks still present. Our study shows a need to delve deeper into how to resensitize.
Yes. Good God.
Wow.
The public and motivate them to take action in the face of an ongoing emergency.
We need more donuts. We need more free beers and lottery tickets. We need more golden carrots.
Well, they need a new way to make us afraid because the Delta variant didn't do the trick that they
Epsilon
were expecting.
Epsilon variant. Let's go brave new world on this mother.
I thought there were a lot more than, you know, four or five variants already, but what do I know? What are your thoughts on this? Is the fear-mongering going to continue? Is it still were you afraid? Is it still affecting you? Or were you one of these people who was afraid and then got over it? 603-283-6160. You're more than welcome to weigh in. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With our bipartisan infrastructure framework and our Build Back Better plan, I think we can turn this great movement into an economic boom for some time to come.
President Biden's comments during his second cabinet meeting, the president also saying America is finally experiencing an economic boom following the coronavirus pandemic.
It's helped create 3 million jobs, more than any administration has done in the first 6 months of being in office.
The number two House Republican is pointing to the Delta variant as the reason he got vaccinated against the coronavirus. Steve Scalise rolling up his sleeve over the weekend in his home state of Louisiana. The Louisiana Republican describing the vaccine as safe and effective. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans are being named to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's House Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol attack.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has made his choices to sit on the special House committee created to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Politico reporting that the five Republicans that will sit on the committee are Jim Banks of Indiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas. If approved by the Speaker, they'll join the eight representatives selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, to sit on the investigatory committee that will hold its first hearing on July 27th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A group of bipartisan senators want to redefine congressional war powers in an effort to restrict military commands from the president. Senators Bernie Sanders, Mike Lee, and Chris Murphy are introducing a bill that would require a president to seek congressional approval before committing military resources. This is USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to weigh in. We've been talking about the fear-mongering that we've been subjected to, bombarded with constantly for the last 18 months, and we had it easy because none of us sit around watching television. The few times that I was looking at a television, you know, to watch something on broadcast TV, it was just the commercials were just constant fear-mongering. No matter what they were trying to sell you, COVID-19 was front and center, not the product. But before we get back into that, I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the best place to learn about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click Get Started at the top of the page. And once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. So there's no longer an excuse for ignoring this important world-changing information. But if you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I discovered something recently, a new place to play, and that was back in June when a cop chose to get himself killed out in Arvada, Colorado, and then I put down, you know, the guy who's trying to help them winds up getting killed by the cops. I went on that department's Facebook page and said, you know, let that be a lesson to everybody. Don't help the cops when they're in trouble like that. But then it dawned on me, you read down and there's notices. A lot of departments are having trouble hiring enough goons. And so they put a notice on their Facebook page. Hey, we're hiring if you want a lot more of them need prison guards than patrol. But when they put it on their Facebook page, and you can search these on Facebook and find departments that have a notice on there saying that they are looking to hire, and then you can put in a reply and have a good fun time explaining all about the joys of policing and how wicked it is to be a cop and stuff like that. My favorite approach is to put down, like, make sure that, do be sure to ask if you might be instructed to aid or abet the U.S. Border Patrol in the enforcement of blatantly unjust immigration and drug laws. And I brought up the case where a guy, this was 22 of November of 2016, was running from the Border Patrol when they were being aided and abetted by deputy sheriffs, and one of the deputies wound up getting hit by a sport utility vehicle. And I, of course, I put down how it serves them right, because
so do you get any responses from the police departments or anything?
They probably just take your posts straight down, don't they?
No, they leave those up there and saying, you know, millions of Holocaust victims is on the hands of the U.S. Border Patrol, and
you're referencing the fact that the government in the 1940s in the United States refused to allow shiploads of escaped Jews into the United States and sent them back to their doom. That's what you're referencing there?
Not escaping. These were people who Hitler said would be welcome to leave if they wanted to, quote, on luxury boats for all I care, unquote.
I would consider that to be escaping. Like if I was leaving a place where I was told
welcome.
I'm not wanted, then I would consider that to be escaping from an absolute hellhole, which, as it turned out, was. And then those people were sent back to their death. So that's what you were referencing, though, right?
Yeah, that's what I was referencing. And so when I put down stuff like that and how the blood of all those millions of victims is on the hands of the U.S. Border Patrol, and they'll never be able to wash it off no matter how much they reorganize.
Yeah, I get that. What's the result of this, though? I mean, what's the end game here? Are the cops seeing this? Are they responding?
No, but the humans who read that, who might have been thinking of joining the local police department, might think twice about it. Anything that impedes their recruitment efforts is a good thing.
It's an interesting form of activism. It sounds kind of rough, but you're absolutely right, especially when these departments don't even read their Facebook posts. They just put it up there and they walk away, because who's administrating that thing after all? But then you see everyone who comes flying through, and, oh, wow, look at all these negative opinions. This is interesting. Maybe I don't want to have any part of this. And this is not something just from, this is not just Tom. This is the whole country. And especially from a lot, this is coming from a lot of younger, people who are all about, defunding the police, which is a very interesting proposition.
Tom, thank you so much for the call tonight. I have to disagree. I don't think that Facebook activism is activism. It's just arguing with people on the internet.
This is true. This is every form. This is Twitter. This is the whole nine. It's just people that you can't see. You don't know if they're even real. They might be a Fed for all you know.
Could be a bot.
Who are spreading their own disinformation to cause riots. Who really knows what's going on? We're hearing about the insurrection of January 6th, and we're finding out how many of those guys were actually Feds. Or who's the governor of,
I have no idea what you're referring to.
A bunch of individuals, sovereign types, were going to abduct this governor.
The Michigan governor.
It turns out
the FBI was highly involved.
There were more FBI. There were more FBI involved in that situation than actual real criminals.
Yeah.
What a honeypot.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep going. We've got David calling, who's listening on KFPW. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm a COVID survivor, and
is that a thing? Like, as a person who has COVID, do they refer to themselves as, like, COVID survivors, the way that people who have been raped call themselves rape survivors?
Well, so I got over an illness.
Okay.
Okay.
So just like I...
But no, you're absolutely correct, though. People do go around, and seriously, I think you're being sarcastic, caller, but I mean, people do refer to themselves as survivors.
Well, are you being sarcastic? Was it like a difficult time for you, or did you easily beat it?
No, I mean, I was definitely sick, ran a fever for 7-8 days,
and that's sick.
A little tickle cough for a while. But no, I've had no long-term effects. The only long-term effect I've had is I've grown to despise politicians more.
All right.
that's good. What about the vaccine? Have you got anywhere near it?
No, I have no intentions of taking a vaccine.
Is that because you've had COVID-19?
No. I mean, number one, is it, and these are facts. These aren't misstatements. The vaccine does not have a final approval by the FDA.
Correct.
And so they're basically in the clinical trials right now.
Yeah, worldwide.
But they're not revealing all the truths of the clinical trial as to those individuals that have had complications due to the COVID vaccination. And
have you noticed how they're treating Johnson & Johnson differently? Johnson & Johnson's vaccine has side effects, even if it's just 100 of them.
They all have side effects.
Yes, but Johnson & Johnson is the only one that actually gets targeted as like, hey, you have to fix this.
Because it's cheaper and it's only one shot.
Right.
Pfizer and Moderna AstraZeneca can't stand that.
And it's not the mRNA one.
Correct. It's an attenuated old school vaccine.
Yeah. Well, and the FDA, approved prescription medications. If you, I hear you guys say y'all don't watch television, but if you've ever seen advertisements or heard advertisements on the radio for prescription medications, they list a long string of side effects at the end of the commercial.
Sure.
Well, the FDA also says that, you know, marijuana has no medicinal benefit. So I don't really care whether the FDA has approved something or not. I don't think they know what they're talking about.
And by the way, the only way you're not going to get this from the FDA anytime soon, probably if ever, if you want to find out the adverse effects that are taking place on these guinea pigs, you've got to go to the VAERS database, V-A-E-R-S database. And that is where you'll find that, hey, we're up to 11,000 deaths from this virus vaccine.
David, thank you so much for the call tonight. It's always great to hear from someone who also has had COVID-19, recovered just fine, and is like, what's the big deal, guys? But what are your thoughts? Is it a big deal? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160 is the number for you to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
Hey, Conan, I'm really fascinated by the story that you brought in of millennials.
I'm not. This is nothing new to any. This should be nothing new to anybody.
They're making $100,000 a year and claiming to live paycheck to paycheck. What are they doing with their money?
First of all, I don't know anybody who works for a living who makes that kind of money, period. So, but to be a millennial, to be, what, a 20 to 40-year-old? I think that's about the range these days. So if, I guess I can see a 40-year-old making $100,000, but...
Okay, hold on. So I'm just going to speculate on this here. They probably live in a big city like a San Francisco or a New York where the cost of living is very, very high.
Yep.
And like most Americans, they probably spend more than they earn. I mean, it's just a problem with people not understanding how to handle money. So somebody that's making $100,000 a year is probably in a car and a home that is way too expensive for them.
They're leasing everything.
And they're probably paying off a college loan on top of that or whatever.
And
so
a home mortgage.
They're likely, like you said, leasing everything. They're deep in debt. They're paying off debts, and they can't make it happen.
$1,000 iPhone.
Yeah, they don't know how to save their money. They don't know how to handle their finances.
It's amazing how frequent that problem is. You know, people don't realize that it's just a matter of income versus expenses. And if mm-hmm. you already have the mindset that you can spend more than you make, if your expenses can exceed your income, then it doesn't matter how much money you make, you're always going to find a way to spend more
yep.
than you're bringing in.
And this is the same argument with dieting, calorie in, calorie out. I mean, it's the which we also have a very it's a huge problem in this country. More people are obese, I think, than are in shape.
Yeah, it's sometimes painful to look around keen at how many severely overweight people there are, man.
And overweight.
Yeah, but it got so much worse during the pandemic, dude.
And overweight, overweight pets as well. Just leaving that bowl of food
out. Well, they're not walking their dogs, right?
There's a lot of fat dogs being walked around. But if you leave a bowl of food in the kitchen on the floor there, and they can just pick at it anytime they feel like it. And this is the same problem with human beings. They have the same exact problem. They spend too much, and they eat too much. So no.
They don't know restraint.
No surprise mm-hmm. to anybody. Exactly. And we were all grown this way. We were all, you know, harvested this way, and the elites love it because it keeps us
under control
on their teat, you know, under control. On the farm, on the plantation, however you want to say it.
Well,
you know,
it keeps people from being able to research things independently and to learn about things because their nose is just constantly to the grindstone to maintain their lifestyle that they're, you know, drowning in debt trying to maintain.
To pay for that little cubicle they live in.
And no one gets taught in the government schools how to handle money. They don't teach you that.
Yeah, I think they ended that. I think probably my last year, I was around, what, 95, 96? Because I actually took an economics class where we learned how to write checks
and do the whole nine,
and to set up a savings account and the whole nine.
But that's not
really
anything about how to actually handle money, how to actually, you know, spend less than you earn, any of those basics. They don't teach you that stuff.
No. Well, the parents should teach a person that, in my opinion.
Sure.
Well, the parents shouldn't be in public school in the first place, but yes, exactly.
But you know what they're getting now, these days? They get, like, the Barbie credit card system. They get a little punch machine where they can swipe their Barbie credit card, and they can purchase items, shoes, clothes, you know, the whole nine.
Who, kids?
Barbie. It's a Barbie accessory.
I don't know.
They used to get, like, the cooking kits where you would have a stove and a little microwave, and you would cook some food up, maybe even make some little, you know, biscuits or something.
So instead of having a pink convertible, Barbie now has a credit card.
This is nothing new. This is a good decade now.
It's new to me.
This article from Insider, high-earning millennials feel broke. 60% of millennials raking in over $100,000 a year said they're living paycheck to paycheck, found a new survey by Payments and Lending Clubs, which analyzed economic data and census balance surveys of over 28,000 Americans.
Imagine, you're making over $100,000 a year and you're still a loser.
You still live in your mom's basement.
I know people who would do exactly this, right? I mean, my family has fooled them in the South. People say, oh, if I just made more money, it would solve all of my problems.
If I just buy a boat.
If I just won the lottery, it'd solve all my problems.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I mean, and I've seen people do this, go from making like $7 an hour to $10 an hour to $15 an hour. It doesn't matter.
Changes.
They're always paycheck to paycheck.
Or they get a fancy new car and still nothing changes.
Yeah.
This survey found that about 54% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and nearly 40% of high earners, those making more than $100,000 annually.
That means more than half of all Americans
more
are not
half.
Saving any money.
Correct. More than half, 54%, live paycheck to paycheck. And this makes sense, too. High earners, you know, the guys who are actually making probably better decisions than most of us, so it's only 40%. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. But yet the millennials are saying it's 60% of them that are paycheck to paycheck, over $100K.
At over $100K. So, and that also makes sense. Uh-huh. Younger people tend to make, you know, stupider decisions. Because they haven't learned. They haven't wised up yet, right?
But half of these guys are in their 30s.
all the way up to, it's 40s, actually.
Yeah.
Early 40s. This means that high-earning millennials aren't the only ones feeling stretched thin, but they feel that way more than their six-figure-making peers. Living on constrained budgets may therefore have less to do with income and more to do with expenses, the report said.
It has to do with both issues, really, and just expenses exceeding one's income. That's the issue. It doesn't matter what the income level is or the expense level is. They just have to be in some sort of balance. And in general, you would want your income to exceed your expenses so you can save some money.
Yeah, but that's not what we learned in school. That's not what we've ever learned from our parents.
No, all we've learned is spend,
and
put it on credit.
Yeah, debt's been pushed from day one. I mean, as soon as you're able to breathe, they're shoving debt down your throat.
Yeah, left-leaning economists say that it's the way to do it. Debt is good.
Sure, because they want you enslaved.
What kind of logic is that?
It's logic that benefits the slave masters.
Well, they don't want people saving money, right? Because saving produces a healthy economy.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even, you know, for a good while there, I had a pretty nice chunk of savings.
Savings doesn't work in an economy where inflation is present
because it's constantly
being ate away at.
I'm not worried about my savings any longer.
So there's actually
you don't have to be saving in USD.
That's right, but most people don't know that there's other options, right? So the savers are actually punished in this economy because of inflation.
Which encourages them to spend.
Right. There's a disincentive towards saving. Although, of course, as we've pointed out many times, there are other alternatives like cryptocurrency or precious metals that at least hopefully will be a way to keep up with inflation, if not exceed it.
Yeah, this past year, true story, I have gotten I have unloaded a lot of my savings, and I have exchanged it, transferred it into things that I think are going to hold value.
Mm-hmm.
Beans,
good move.
Bullet, Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
The three Bs?
Bullion. And then fourth, bullion. And that makes so much more sense to me. It's those are bullets are gonna keep their value as long as they keep them dry, keep them safe, keep them stored well.
Sure.
Great value, especially considering the price of ammo these days.
And what we've seen from Bitcoin, at least, and gold, or bullion, as you put it, is that you know, over time, sure, they may go up and down, but over time, they tend upward because they're being measured against the USD, which is constantly trending downward.
Yeah, your Federal Reserve note? Not so much.
So it doesn't matter if, you know, demand for Bitcoin never increases. As inflation in the United States increases, we're just going to see Bitcoin become more valuable in terms of USD. And that's unavoidable.
Well, and the fact is right now, a very, very small fraction of the population has any Bitcoin. So, I mean, it's still, it's not even hit the 10%, right? Like, it's in the single digits as far as acceptance is concerned. A lot of people are interested. People are talking about it. But not many people have yet made the, you know, pulled the trigger to actually acquire any.
And that's unfortunate.
Unfortunate for them, but it's not too late.
They also don't have the savings with which to do it.
Well, exactly. Yeah. That's a great point.
So, I mean, they can't, you know, I mean, they could, you know, maybe I don't need to eat this, maybe I don't need the double size or extra size, whatever it is they order from fast food places, and I think
they could put
that money aside.
Yeah, what you're saying there, Aria, is if you have the dedication, the wherewithal to be able to control yourself and actually use the willpower to create a new habit, which is what you're talking about. So taking away some of the money. Yeah, maybe these people don't even budget anything at all, right? They just go out and they just spend. Well, okay, don't go to the fast food 5 days a week. Go 3 days a week or 2 days a week. Or don't go and spend $50 on alcohol every weekend. Spend $10 and then take the other 40 or zero if you can. But take the rest of it. Take the 40 or 50 bucks or 20 bucks or whatever you can afford to you know, square away every week, every paycheck, and think about getting some crypto with it.
Yes, you can buy $50 worth of Bitcoin. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. That seems to be what, you know, holds people up is I don't have $30,000 or whatever it is.
You run into those all the time.
And it is on sale. It dropped below $30,000 today. It's in the 29
did it.
And change.
Well, get it while it's on sale, I guess. More coming up here and more about Bitcoin coming up later. Which a U.S. digital currency could make Bitcoin obsolete, the Fed chair thinks. I think he doesn't know what he's talking about. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.